Rex Jenkins, Managing Director for VizRT UK Limited, joins us to talk about graphics for 3D production. Hi, this is Mark J. Pescatore, and you're In the Pipeline. ...3D is certainly a hot topic in the broadcast industry these days, but most of the conversation seems to focus on cameras. What about 3D graphics, or more specifically, 3D graphics for true stereoscopic production? Today we're looking for answers with Rex Jenkins, Managing Director for VizRT in the UK. First of all, Rex, is 3D for real, and what do you think is the killer app for 3D TV?
If you'd asked me this question a year ago, my answer would probably have been, well, it's one of these passing fads. There's a lot of hype about it, but there's not a lot of enthusiasm. And then I think there were a bunch of movies, Avatar being the most noteworthy. People started to take an interest, and equally well, broadcasters started looking at it again. I mean, movies are certainly the driving force behind it, but I don't believe there's that much content out there. Whereas sports, definitely, I think there are some sports that look great in it.
Now, beyond sports and movies, have you heard of any other unique 3D productions?
We're finding stereo being used in sort of some surprising ways. The system was used for a fashion shoot just recently, and to my astonishment, it was also used, it wasn't broadcast, but it was used as a kind of archive. We have just had a general election here, and for the first time, we have borrowed a production or a program production technique from the US, which was the sort of leaders' debates. And this was a first for us. So we had three potential party leaders all talking on a live debate, and they shot it in stereo. You know, and I think that indicates the seriousness with which they're taking it, to say, well, all right, we may not use this for 3 or 4 years in this capacity, but we figure we are going to at some point, so let's shoot it in stereo now, because it will be that much more attractive and that much more valuable when most of our production is in 3D.
Rex, how complicated is it to produce true 3D graphics for a stereoscopic production using Viz Trio or some other VizRT modules?
It's a very interesting question that. I was quite surprised by the answer. Viz, since from its earliest days, was a true 3D production system, a graphic system. Although in the end it was being rendered as a 2D scene, nevertheless the animations used Z space, the third dimension, to move forwards and back. Now, if you do that from the get-go, you will find that when it comes to then adapting those same scenes for stereo production, all the hard work has been done. It's already there. Which means that if a broadcaster suddenly decided to go to a stereoscopic system, they can adapt their existing graphics, their existing Viz graphics, very, very easily. Whereas somebody who's been using a 2D system will have to reprocess the whole lot.
So you're saying if you've already been using VizRT for 3D graphics, making the move to 3D doesn't have to be painful.
Exactly right. In fact, this was the case recently when we were fortunate enough to win the graphics supply contract for Sky's stereoscopic 3D channel. The sports graphics that they used were an adaptation of the graphics that they had already produced for the HD channel. So the whole process was much faster and much less painful to have to do than starting from complete scratch.
It sounds like you can keep doing graphics as usual using Viz Trio.
That's almost right. You can certainly, anything that you've already created in Viz Trio, you can adapt. But if you can imagine, you have to take a scene that you've created using one virtual camera and introduce a second virtual camera. So we have a sort of a plugin that allows you to do that, to add a second camera, which is the second eye, if you like.
Do you need any hardware upgrades?
Hardware-wise, you need another graphics card. So you've adapted the scene to have two virtual cameras. You've got two graphics cards. And now you need one extra module, which is to synchronize those two eyes or those two virtual cameras and the graphics cards. Because if the two rendering activities drift out of sync, it looks very odd. It can be a sort of an uncomfortable experience. So it's very, very important to have those two cameras working in sync together so that, you know, throughout the whole production, everything, it looks exactly right.
How does Viz Virtual Studio work for 3D content?
It works exactly the same as any other of our 3D applications. So Virtual Studio is just another way of showing a real-time 3D animation. So it works perfectly. We already have one of these in Germany. And it's it looks great, and you can really see a depth. When it comes to virtual sets, I think stereoscopy is going to really give it a boost. I think it's what virtual sets need to provide users with the benefits, because with virtual, you can make something look like an aircraft hangar where actually it's a kind of a broom closet. When you add stereoscopy to that, you know, you get your money's worth with virtual sets. They look fantastic.
Finally, I have to ask about compatibility. Does VizRT work with all the different flavors of 3D production?
At the moment, there are a variety of sort of delivery mechanisms. There's the, you know, the shutter glasses, the polarizing thing, and there's another one called wavelength multiplexing. There's also auto stereoscopic systems, which are the ones that don't need any kind of glasses at all. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of different production methods with different sort of camera setups. What I can say is that Viz works with all of them. So that's one thing that broadcasters needn't worry about. It's not, you know, should I choose Viz as opposed to something else because it works with this system but not that system. Whichever production method they use, types of cameras that they choose, and similarly, whatever method they use to bring it to their audience, Viz works with a lot.
Rex, thanks for joining us. For more information about VizRT's 3D solutions, visit www.vizrt.com. In the Pipeline is a service of Pipeline Communications, public relations that help your company be heard.